perhaps a good point of departure by way of contrast would be to sketch in some estimate of the mid-20s and the late-20s, so far as you're concerned, art is concerned, groups are concerned, thinking.
Well, actually, I happen to be a late 29er when I started.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated CCNY, but I was painting on Sundays. That is my daughter Nora.
Hi.
And I went to Europe. See, I was an accountant. See? And I decided I was going to do art. That's what I was doing. I found it. That's what I had.
What projected you into art from an
accountant? I was very good in high school in all kinds of subjects, and I was bored. And I began to diddle. Putter around with pencil and paper, the sort of a doodle. Then it developed into certain kinds of, like the Kaiser, which was the cartoon of the day.
Yeah.
And this developed until I began to really feel that this was an avenue where I could have what I wanted, a world of my own,
mm-hmm.
without knowing it exactly in those terms.
Yeah.
But I knew that this was a possibility of creating this kind of thing, and this could lead. I was not aware of fine art as such, because nobody in my home or relatives had any fine art experience. So it was, first I started in with the idea of having commercial art, and I went to Cooper Union, and when it was an academic course, where the first thing in life, in a sort of sketch class, you had to draw a cast.
3 years?
No, 1 year.
1 year?
I took 1 year, and when they took the cast down and put it on the drawing to see if it measured all right, then I blew up. I knew that was wrong without knowing anything. And then I went to the Art Students League. I quit. They tried to convince me that well-known artists graduate from there. I said I never heard of any artist. So the whole thing was that, but it just started me in. And then I met students who were students of Gorky. And this went on, then we went together, formed a sort of a group, all Sunday painters. There was a Puerto Rican, and there was a hunchback, and there was other guys. All people who had the capacity to be hurt. This is very important for an artist. In order to change the world, you have to have the capacity to be hurt. Otherwise, why change it? So these people would, this Saturday and Sunday, they all worked during the week. On Saturday and Sunday, they would go out to Staten Island to paint. And that time, Staten Island was a country kind of thing.
Yeah, I know. It was
just like Europe, see?
Yeah.
And that started the thing. Once you heard of Cézanne and Matisse, and all these things that came in, because you had to make an effort to go to the museum, you had to make an effort to get an art book. You worried it wasn't thrust on you. It wasn't consumed. You had to go after it. And all this created excitement. So I decided I would graduate CCNY. I get my diploma, graduate of accountancy for my mother. Gave her the diploma. And I made some money through accountancy. I was making money as an accountant and bookkeeper. Packed and went to Paris. Didn't even know.
Didn't
even know French.
Did you study with Gorky?
Well, yeah, for a while. Yes, on and off. He didn't have a real class. He only had a studio class of weekend people.
Uh-huh.
But actually, he was much more of an inspiration.
Was he?
Then he was a teacher. But that was important.
Set of eyes.
It's a very important factor. Do you feel hot?
No, it's fine. Yeah.
So when I came to Paris, I felt I was the one who was born in a freshman was talking a foreign language. Perfectly at home. The protest quality of bourgeois life, the silk shirts that the people were wearing. It was the height of the boom. Right after I left there, the boom